This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. This year's primary election was unusual in Sonoma County in that only one incumbent sought re-election. That was two-term District Attorney Stephan Passalacqua, who was handed a 10% defeat by rival Jill Ravitch in a rematch of their contest from 4 years ago. In the North County supervisorial race, Healdsburg City Councilman Mike McGuire racked up 60% of the vote total over Deborah Fudge, a longtime member of the Windsor Town Council. McGuire now claims the seat vacated by outgoing Supervisor Paul Kelly. Noreen Evans staked her claim to a new job in the fall by a similar margin, far outpacing three other candidates, to claim the Democratic primary for the North Coast State Senate seat, currently held by the retiring Pat Wiggins. That district includes nearly a third of the California coast, which Evans is determined to protect from advocates of offshore oil exploration.
Last year in the assembly, the governor brought his offshore drilling proposal to my committee, and I killed it twice. Then came to the floor of the state assembly after the Senate passed it out, and we killed it a third time. I think with the latest disaster in the Gulf of Mexico, there's a strong consensus statewide against offshore oil drilling.
Evans' current post in the state assembly will apparently be filled by Michael Allen of Santa Rosa, who garnered a little more than 40% of the vote among three candidates in the heavily Democratic district. The other county supervisor race in the Petaluma area will not be decided until November, when top vote-getter Pam Torliat will be in a runoff election against David Rabbit. She told KRCB her focus going forward will be boosting employment across the county.
We've obviously seen a major economic hit, and the number one issue that we'll be dealing with, I believe, at the Board of Supervisors is creating jobs here in Sonoma County and promoting our county to retain as well as bring new businesses here for good-paying jobs.
Torliat, the current mayor of Petaluma, collected 37% of the vote in yesterday's four-way race. Rabbit, a Petaluma City Councilman, got around 25%. Also looking ahead to November is Marin businessman Jim Judd, who emerged as the Republican challenger to Lynn Woolsey in the 6th Congressional District. The two open seats on the Superior Court bench will be filled by Pat Broderick and Jamie Thistlethwaite. While three closely watched community tax measures all passed, Measure F, to fund fire protection services on the lower Russian River, made it past the two-thirds threshold when the final precincts were counted, while a half-cent sales tax increase in Roner Park was headed for approval by a more comfortable margin. A bond bill for the Mark West School District was also above the necessary threshold. Total voter turnout for Sonoma County came in a bit under 40%. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.